This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. So in all of these strategy sessions that the president is having on Capitol Hill, one thing that supposedly he's asking over and over is, who is our enemy? Who's our main adversary in Afghanistan? And most of his advisors reportedly are telling him that it's Al-Qaeda instead of the Taliban. But now a senior U.S. government official says Al-Qaeda, it may be on the downward slide. David Cohen, who monitors terrorist funding at the U.S. Treasury Department, said in a speech last night that Al-Qaeda's influence is waning because they're running out of money. He said the U.S. and its allies had successfully cut off the group's sources of funding by targeting donors. To get an expert assessment of this, we're joined from London by Loretta Napoleoni, an expert on international terrorist financing, author of Rogue Economics. So, Loretta, is David Cohen correct when he says that Al-Qaeda is running out of funds?
Yes, he is. We have known this for the last 12 months. In fact, Al-Qaeda has launched three messages in the last 6 months asking for money from, you know, the network of its traditional sponsors.
Is this all due? I mean, we had reports after 9/11 that Al-Qaeda was very well funded, extremely well healed. Does this mean that the efforts of the U.S. and its allies has worked to cut off funding?
Well, I think the situation that we are facing today is the result, of course, of the invasion of Afghanistan, the fact that Al-Qaeda has been forced into a region, Waziristan, where virtually it is prisoners. But also, I would say, it is related to the transition of the Taliban, which are not anymore an army that is fighting Al-Qaeda war, but it is very much a narco-traffickers kind of militia.
So how does this change the strategy possibly in Afghanistan? Does this mean we need to view Al-Qaeda as less of a threat and focus more on the Taliban?
Yes, I think we should look at the Taliban as an army that wants to gain control of the territory in order to turn the region into a narco state. That means that they have potentially many more allies than they had before. We see, for example, the warlords, but also the poppy growers. So the situation is actually, I would say, more serious on the ground than it was before 9/11.
Well, so you're talking about warriors, narco warriors. Are you saying that some of the people fighting for the Taliban are maybe fighting for control of the drug trade rather than for some of the ideological or religious regions that the Taliban is normally associated with?
Yeah, the Taliban are fighting more and more to control the narco trade. This is the first time that the Taliban actually have a source of income which is independent from funding coming either from Al-Qaeda or coming from the ISI in Pakistan, and they like the idea. They also like the idea that through this kind of income, they can control the territory and go back to what it was Afghanistan before 9/11.
It seems to me that it would be very difficult, though, to cut off funding to the Taliban if they're earning them themselves through poppy growing.
Yes, I think this is why we need to change the strategy. I mean, fighting this war in Afghanistan may be not the best option. Maybe we have to fight the war somewhere else, you know, where, you know, the Taliban are raising the money, which is, of course, in the streets of our city where they are selling the heroin that is supporting this army, this new army of Taliban.
Okay, Loretta Napoleoni, an expert on international terrorist financing, author of the book Rogue Economics. She's responding to a word from David Cohen, who monitors terrorist funding at the U.S. Treasury Department.